Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, and the Ozval Shur Sadaf on Chav Vav Amud Beis at the top, and the Article Shur Sadaf on Chav Tes Amud Aleph at the top, and today's Daf sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing the Avodah the Ketores, says the Mishnah, B'chol Yom Chosib Shal Kasef, Ma'ar L'Sesh Chazav. Every single day, when the Kain does Avodah of the Ketores, he scoops out coals from top of his bech with a silver shovel, and then he pours that into a golden shovel. The reason why he does it with silver and then into gold, because scooping boiling hot coals wears away whatever material it is, and we don't want to ruin gold, we'd rather ruin silver. However, today, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol scoops out the coals with a gold shovel, and that's what he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim with, and we're going to see that's because we want to minimize Avodah as much as possible for him, due to the fact that he does all the Avodah of Yom Kippur. We don't want it to be too tiring for him, so we don't want to have him switching from this one to that one. He just does the scooping and the bringing in with the same kli. Similarly, every single day, he would scoop the coals out with a shovel that held 4 kav, and then he'd pour them into a shovel that held only 3 kav. Today, the shovel is only 3 kav, and that's what he would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim with. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, every single day, he'd scoop out with a shovel that held a full saw and pour it into that one of 3 kav. Today, the shovel was just 3 kav, and that's what he would walk in with. Another thing, every single day, the shovel that had the coals was very heavy, it was very thick. But today was lighter, again to make it easier for him. And every single day it had a short handle. Today in Yom Kippur was a long handle, as we're going to see in the Gemara. That's because he would tuck it under his arm to make it easier for him to carry. Every single day, the gold shovel or gold pan was a yellowish gold. Yarek doesn't mean green, it really means yellow. But today it was a reddish gold. That's what Menachem says. Says the Gemara, it's like what was learned over there. This is a Mishnah Maseches Tamid. About a kav of coal would scatter all over, because as we just said in the Mishnah, that by the Avodah Ketores every single day, they would scoop out with a 4 kav shovel and then pour into a 3 kav shovel, which means about a kav of coals would scatter on the floor of the Hazara. So what was done? He would sweep them into the Amah. The Amah was like a canal or channel of water going through the Hazara, so you would sweep these boiling hot coals into the Amah. Whereas Uba Shabbos, on Shabbos, when you can't do that, he'd take a copper bowl and put them over the coals so the Kehanim wouldn't step on them and burn their feet. We continue. The Mishnah said, "B'chayim ha'isakveda v'ayim kala." Every day was heavy, and today it's light. Why is that? Shloy agayoi, so as not to make him tired out, having to carry something heavy. Also, he said, "B'chayim ha'isayada k'tzar v'ayim aruka." Every day had a short handle, and today had a long handle. Why is that? Shloy agayoi, so as not to wear him out. And also, "B'chayim loy ba'ama gamuda v'ayim hay ba'ama mechza." Every single day, the handle wasn't even an ama long, and today the handle was an ama and a half long. Why is that? K'deish te'ah zroyim esayes, so that his arm can help him out, as we had said in the Mishnah that he tucked the handle underneath his arm, so it'd be easier for him to carry. Also, b'chol yom lahayba nartik, every single day it didn't have a nartik, which literally means a pouch. In other words, there was no sleeve, there was no covering for the handle. It was just a plain regular golden handle. But b'hayom lahayba nartik, today there was a covering, k'deish lahaytichve, so that his hand shouldn't burn. We know that metal conducts heat very well, and since on Yom Kippur, the way the Avodah Ketores was, we're really in the middle of describing it, is that he would shovel out the coals, and then he wouldn't bring the Ketores right away. He would leave these burning hot coals on the pan, on the shovel, and then go do some other avodas. So by the time he got back to the pan, the handle is going to be boiling hot. And therefore, it had this nartik. It had like a sleeve on it to protect his hand from getting burned. Ask the Gemara, isn't that a chatzitza? There can't be any interposition, any chatzitza in between his hand and the kli. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbani answers, kovim masmer. It was set in place with a nail, so now it's considered like one. Now, once we're on the topic of gold, says the Gemara, shiva zahuvin hain, there's 7 different types of gold. One's called zahav taiv, another one is zahav tahar, then we have zahav sagur, zahav mufaz, zahav mezukak, zahav shachot, and zahav parvayim. Now, zahav taiv, kimashma, it's exactly as it sounds. Pasuk says, v'zav ha'aretz ha'hi taiv. The gold of this land was good. And Rav Yitzchak, he explains, that it's good in his house. It's good to have the gold in his house. And it's also good gold to accompany him. This is something that was usable wherever he traveled. He could use his gold basically as currency. And so that's why it's called zahav taiv. Now, what about the next one? Zahav tahar, pure gold. Why is it called that? It's put into the fire and it's not lacking anything. There's no impurities. When you have gold that has impurities, you put it into the fire, you take it out, there's a little bit less gold, because really there were some impurities there and it wasn't actually gold. Zahav tahar means you put it into the oven, into the smelter, into the fire, and nothing happens to it. And Asigatani, this is just like was taught, Maisa Menorah Zav Sha'asa Moshe Midbar, there's a story with the golden menorah that Moshe made in the Midbar, Vahisi Seira Dinner Zav, somehow in the Cheshbon, there's an extra dinner of gold, V'chinsu L'kur Shmoinim Pam, and they put it into the kur, which is where you put gold in to refine it. They put it in 80 times, V'lo Chasra Klum, nothing was lacking. Now the next line of the Gemara is not really relevant to our discussion, it's just being being borrowed from Maseches Shkalim, where we had something very similar, and brings up a potential stira that we find the Menorah in times of Shlomo Melech was put many times into the Kur, and every time it came out less and less. And so it seems like it's a stira. The Menorah is put in and it's not lacking anything, and another Menorah is put in and it does come out lacking. So that's what we say, Vyos, this is really good. Adullo Yakama Brare, before it becomes clarified, meaning before it gets purified, Hu Chaser Sagin. So a lot is going to be lacking every time it's put in the Kur. Whereas Mindu Kaimal Brare, once it's clarified and it's pure, like Chaser Kolom, nothing's going to be lacking. Back to our discussion of gold, here's our third type, Zahav Sagur. Why is it called that? Shaya Machsif Ba'ad Kal Zahavim Shayusham. It embarrasses all the other golds that are there, meaning all the other people that have gold in their stores are Sagur. They close up their stores because this gold is available. It's such good quality gold. And our Shul Rav Yitzchak, he tells us, Chavzayin Amar Alpha on top, Ksev the Pasuk says, Vishiva Salafim Kikar Kasef Mizukak Latuach Kiris Abayas, 7,000 talents of purified silver to cover the walls of the bayis. David HaMelech had gathered all the materials for the Beis HaMikdash beforehand, and it says that he had 7,000 talents of purified silver. But then Ksev the Pasuk says, Vizkola Bayas Sipa Zahav, that the entire house was covered with gold. Vat Amar Achin, you're saying this, that David HaMelech had silver? What's going on? Ella, rather, what does it mean? Shahaya Machsif Ba'ad Kal Zahavim Shayusham, they would embarrass all the other golds that are there. That's a lashon of Kikar Kesef Mizukuk. The Kesef doesn't mean silver. It means that it was gold that is Machsif, that embarrasses all the other golds that are there because it's such pure gold. On to the next type of gold, Zahav Mufaz. What is this? Rav Patraiki Achmed Rav Droysa says, B'shem Rav Barabino, Doimel Eish Matzetes Begafres, it's similar to fire that's fueled by pitch. This fire is multicolored because of the pitch, and that's what this gold is. However, Rav Avin, he says, L'shem Akamu Nikra, it's called this because of the place that it comes from. The Pasuk says, Zahav Mei Ufaz, and therefore it's called Zahav Mufaz because it's from this place called Ufaz. Next thing, Zahav Mizukuk, what is this? Refined gold, Shayu Mechatchen Oisek Hezesim, they would cut the gold into pieces the size of olives, V'tachem Oisei Batzeik, and put some dough on it to make it look tasty, U'machil Oisei Lenamiois, and then feed it to ostriches, V'hein Mesan Oisei, and then they filter it, meaning it goes through the digestive system, and that cleans it and clears it out, so it's very fine. Yesharim, some say, Shayu Taim Oisei Bezevel Shevashonim, they'd put in dung for 7 years, and that refined it. Zahav Shachot, what's this? Shayu Nimshach Keshava, then it could be stretched out or smoothed out like wax. And Adar Yonos, Hayuloi Mishkal Beitza, Adar Yonos had such gold that it was the weight of an egg. And Duklatinus, Hayuloi Mishkal Diner Gordinun, Duklatinus was also Roman, he had a Gordinun Diner's weight of this type of gold. And so we see how extremely rare and precious it was because very few people had it. And lastly, Zarv Parvayim, what's this? So Shimon Lakshamer, he tells us, Adam, it's red, Daim Ladamai Shal Par, it's similar to the blood of the par, and that's why this is the gold that was used on Yom Kippur. And Vyesharim, some say, Zav Shu Oisav Peirois, this is referring to gold that creates fruits, it makes fruits. It's like a mission over there, Maseches Midos. Was it Talos V'Gefen Shal Zav Hoysoi Medes Al Pischa Shal Heichal, that there was a golden grapevine at the entrance of the Heichal? And our Rav Yitzchak, he tells us, B'Shash Shabana Shalom is Beis HaMikdash, when Shalom HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Tzar Kol Mina Yilonis HaSoichai, he designed or put many different types of trees inside of it, but these trees were made out of gold. And B'Shash HaYu Elu Shebachot, Oysen Peirois, when that type of tree outside, meaning the real type of tree, produced fruits, HaYu Elu Shebifnim, Oysen Peirois, the ones inside produced fruits, but they produced golden fruits. So the Pasuk says, Paroich Tifrach V'Sogel Av Gilas V'Ranim V'Goymer, it will surely blossom a lot and will rejoice. And the question is, Emes HaYavshu, so when do they dry up, these miraculous golden trees that produce golden fruits? Svarim Yitzchak Chenin Obar Yitzchak, that V'Shash HaMin Menashe Tzalim B'Heichol, when Menashe HaMelech put an idol in the Heichol, Yavshu, they dried up. The Pasuk says, V'Perach Levanoin Omlal. And on to Halacha Hey, we continue discussing the Torahs. The Mishnah tells us, B'chol Yoim Makrev Pras B'Shachres U'Pras B'Ein Rabayim. Every single day, the Torahs is brought twice, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. This means half of a manet, because every day the amount of Ketaris was a full manet. So in the morning there was a half, and in the afternoon there was a half. V'hayoyim moisif melei chayfnav, and today, meaning Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol added on a full scoopful, which is basically two palms scooped together. That's melei chayfnav, and that's besides for the regular Ketaris. Now v'chol yoyim hayse daka, v'hayoyim daka min hadaka. Every single day it was very finely ground, but today on Yom Kippur it was ground even more finely than that. Erev Yom Kippur they'd make sure to grind it extra fine. Then we continue comparing and contrasting a regular day of the Beis HaMikdash to Yom Kippur, even though it's not necessarily relevant to the Avodah Ketores, b'chol yom every day, ha-kehanim o'ilim mizrachoi, the kehanim would go up the eastern side or the right side of the ramp in the Mizbeach, v'yard ma'arava, and go down the west side, which is the left side, whereas v'ayom today, o'ilim ba'emsa v'yard ba'emsa, they would go up the middle and come down the middle, because it's a display of chashivos. Whereas Rav Yudah and Rav Yudah says, lo'ilim kohen gadol o'ilim ba'emsa v'yard ba'emsa, the kohen gadol always goes up and down the middle to show his chashivos. Also, b'chol yom every single day, kohen gadol mekadosh yad raglav min ha-kiyor, the kohen gadol would wash his hands and feet from the kiyor like a regular kohen. V'ayom today, on Yom Kippur, min ha-kiyor shel zav, from a golden flask. Rav Yudah Amar, he says, La'olam kain gadol mekadosh yad raglav min ha-kiyor shel zav, the kain gadol would always be mekadosh his hands and feet from a golden flask. I think where it begins by discussing the Ketores, and this is going to be quite recognizable to a lot of people, as we say this during davening, Pitam HaKetores, which translated would be the compounding of the Ketores, namely, the whole mixture, the whole blend of the spices of the Ketores is as follows. Now, we're about to list the entire Ketores, and we're not going to translate the vast majority of these because we don't necessarily know their exact translation and what they are. And even if we do, most regular people who are not super experts at different types of herbs and whatnot still won't understand what they're called. So we're just going to read the words. What are they? Hatsari, Vahatzipiren, Hachelbana, Vahalavaina, and all of these is Mishkal Shivim Shivim Mane. Every single one, this was a weight of 70 Mane. Now, Mar, Uktsia, Shibbalis Nerd, Vacharkaim. So what was this weight? Mishkal Shisha Asar, Shisha Asar Mane. Each of these was 16 Mane. And Kaisht, Shnem Asar, Kaisht was 12 Mane. Kilupa, Shleisha, this was 3 Mane. Kinaman, Tisha, Kinaman, we know is cinnamon. That's 9. And I'm just saying, it turns out that you say, Shleish Meis Vashishim Chamisha Manim Hayu, that there was 365 total Mane of Ketores, Kenegid Yimais HaShana, that corresponds to the days of the year. And Shleish Shal Oysa Yayim, there's 3 additional ones for that day, meaning the Yom Kippur, there's 3 additional Mane added on. And Adayi Tanin, that's what we learned in our Mishnah, Vahayim, Maisif Melichafnov, that today, on Yom Kippur, he added on, meaning in addition to the regular Ketores, there was this double scoopful of his palm that came from this added on 3 Mane. Now we continue with the Ketores, Karshina, Tisha Kabin, there's 9 Kabin of Karshina, Yen Kafrisin, Shalish Sain, Shalish Kabin, wine from Kafrisin, from Cyprus, 3 Sa and 3 Kav, and him Ainla Yen Kafrisin, if he didn't have wine from Cyprus, maybe Chamarchi Varian Atik, he brings old white wine, Melch Sudaimis, Raiva, a quarter of a Kav of Melch Sudaimis, and Mala Ashan, Kalshu, just a tiny bit of Mala Ashan, which we've learned before, causes the smoke to go straight up. Now Nassanimer, he says, Av Kipasar Yardin Kalshu, even a little bit of Kipasar Yardin, now Nassan Badvash, Psala, if you put honey in it, that passels it, and Chasar Ba Achs Misamaneha, Chayv Misa, if he's missing one of the Salmonim, he didn't put in one of the key 11 Salmonim, key spices or roots of the Ketores, so he's Chayv Misa. Now we'll stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Ketores. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.